Alright guys, this is Tone, this is Flagpole Sports, and this is Yankees On Deck. Let's get into it. Let's go. Guys, this is Tone, this is Flagpole Sports, and this is On Deck. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty of the motherfucking Yankees, and let's just get straight down to, let's just fucking say it. The Yankees are a fucking dumpster fire. They are a team that has no clue how to consistently win. They're a team that has a tremendous amount of fucking talent and is being wasted because, for some reason, they just can't put it together. For some reason, this fucking coaching staff, for some reason, this organization is afraid to tell these players who are not performing well right now that, hey, you guys are playing like shit and you need to get your shit together. Hal Steinbrenner came out last week and kind of said, look, I believe in the coaching staff, but you know, the players play and they're the ones out there in the field and they're not really performing at the moment, but they got to get their shit together. Now, I might not say they got to get their shit together, but, I mean, that was the gist of it. And I gotta say, they have not gotten their shit together. They look fucking flat in the Subway Series this past weekend against the Mets. They looked okay against a really struggling fucking Seattle team coming into Thursday and just got their fucking dicks kicked in. So, I mean, it's kind of bad. And right now we're sitting 2 games over .500. We're sitting 4th place in the division. We're sitting 9 games out of 1st place. And we're talking about getting excited about a fucking wild card. The wild card. The New York Yankees. We need to get excited about maybe contending for the wild card. Holy shit. What the fuck happened here? Seriously. How did we go from we're going to win the motherfucking World Series, we got an amazing team, to, well, we could contend for a goddamn wild card spot. And do you really think this team can contend for a wild card spot? I don't. I don't think so. I don't think any sane fucking Yankee fan can seriously think that they're going to contend for anything that will get them into the playoffs right now. First place, not even a thought. Not even a fucking glimmer. Wild card, come on. You know, this team has guys that, you know, right now together, and maybe never, they're just not going to play well together. In my opinion, I think you got to keep LeMayu, you got to keep Judge, and you got to keep Urshela. Everybody else, in my eyes, is fucking expendable. Every single player on the goddamn roster. That includes Gerrit Cole, who since the whole Spider Tech issue where they basically said, no more Spider Tech guys, can't fucking cheat. Is it cheating? That's the whole thing, we'll get into that another time. But since they said no more Spider Tech, no more using these sticky substances, let's just fucking say it. He needed them. That was his fucking repertoire. He has pitched like shit since this happened. Speaking of pitchers that have pitched like shit, Aroldis Chapman. I don't know what's going on with this dude. I mean, maybe it was the sticky stuff. Maybe it's just a question of confidence for this guy. But his pitching has been fucking atrocious. And you got Aaron Boone fucking coming out saying, well, we may have to look to see who will be our closer in the future. Now, it could be a scare tactic, might not be. But I gotta tell you, if we're gonna talk about players underperforming and not doing their goddamn jobs and replacing them at their current positions, then half this fucking team will be out on their ass. I mean, what are we talking about here? What are we talking about here? This team is not good. It's assembled as it is right now. We need some fresh faces. We need to get rid of some old faces. And we got to be smart about who we have on the team. As we're talking about being smart about who we have on the team, look, I've said it in the past, in past episodes, and I'm going to say it again. I love Brett Gardner. He's a Yankee, true and true. He's been with us from the beginning. He's had some good moments for us. But unfortunately, his better moments are behind him. He should not and cannot be a semi to everyday regular starter for this team. It's too important that we field a competitive team out there, a team that has arms, that has strength and stability, and can actually hit the ball. And right now, unfortunately for Brett Gardner, it's at a point of his career. I don't think he has it anymore. I just don't think he has it anymore. I don't think he should be out there. And I got to tell you, there's been guys that have come through the Yankees, and they basically forced to retire. Alex Rodriguez was forced to retire. He was playing like shit. His best days were behind him. He was coming off a good season after he had missed a whole year because of steroids. And he came out, and he just couldn't fucking hit, and he couldn't field. And they basically made him retire. And I was okay with that, because you know why? They were right. His better days were behind him. He was never going to be the player he was. Let's free up a spot. You get your money. Everybody comes away happy. I get it. Jay Bruce, beginning of the season. This guy, he was going to be our starting first baseman while Luke Boyd was injured. And, I mean, let's face it. He played like shit. And the Yankees basically made him retire. I mean, he said he retired, but let's be real. He was forced to retire by the Yankees. They wanted a spot. They were more than willing to pay him his goddamn money in order for them to get another player and use his roster spot. And that's where I'm with Brett Gardner right now. I think you got to come to him and go, look, Brett, you just don't have any more. And they should look for a way to part ways, but they're not going to do that with Brett Gardner because for some reason they want to give too much respect to Brett Gardner and what he's done for this team, which is admirable. And to an extent, I agree with it, but you got to win games. And right now, we're not winning games with Brett Gardner in that lineup. And I'm not saying he's the main issue. I'm saying he's the bigger reason why this team is the way it is. But it's moves like that that have made this team the way it is right now. Missteps. I mean, you look up and down the roster, and it's like every single player is just fucking streaky. DJ's been coming through. He's been batting a little bit better. Judge, my guy, he's been pretty solid the whole year. And then you look past that, and you look really who's been pretty much consistent throughout the season. I mean, Urshela has been somewhat consistent. He's batting around 260, which, I mean, compared to some of these guys, is like basically like a fucking 400 hitter. You look at a guy like Stanton, who's like completely fucking streaky, who would see the boom or bust basically, and like, you know, he's not playing the field. He's not running very hard, and if you look at him when he does get hits that aren't home runs, he's just kind of jogging to the base because I think he's afraid to run. And, I mean, he used to be a fast runner, and I think, you know, they tell him, just don't turn on the fucking jets. This is how you hurt yourself. Just kind of jog it in. And, I mean, like I said, he's not playing the field. He's not playing the field. He was a fucking right fielder for Miami. And, I mean, I'm not saying he played every goddamn game, but, I mean, he played a majority of his games in the field, because guess what? There's no DH in the NL. So you're basically paying a guy $30+ million to bat four times. And if he's not getting on base, what's the point? What's the point? There is no point. He's handcuffing the team. He's giving you no flexibility with this lineup. He's making that every single player on his team has to play the position. There is no way to move him out, maybe just get him some at-bats to the DH, because Giancarlo Stanton, he's our DH. That's our guy. And our guy, is sometimes his ball's pretty fucking far. Sometimes he doesn't. And a majority of times, he's just not. Gleyber Torres, very streaky. He's been on fucking hard hitting streak, or non-hitting streak, I should say. Gary Sanchez making a bit of a revival. He's like changed his front foot when he bats. I don't know. I'm skeptical. I can't see Gary Sanchez being like, you know, like this all year long. I can't see him, you know, he's a guy that in the past has been streaky, and I tend to think that he's going to go that way. He's going to be a streaky guy. So yes, he's hitting now, and yes, he's not doing that badly, and he's actually playing like, you know, somewhat like an all-star player. But, you know, will it last? That's the question mark. Nobody knows. You just kind of roll when it comes, but, you know, even he, to a fault, you know, you put him in the third spot right now in the lineup. Maybe it's a good move right now. Maybe you're kind of pushing things. I don't know. But, you know, while he's hitting, I guess you hit while iron's hot. I don't know. And let's see. We had, let's see. I mean, these guys as a whole, I mean, they're just not hitting together. It's getting to a point where you constantly have different lineups because you just don't know where all these guys are going to hit. I mean, it's just that simple. It's that simple and it's that sad, honestly. That's where this team's at. And, you know, we did get a new player in. We had Castro come in from the Diamondbacks. Supposed to be the second fastest runner player in Major League Baseball. Definitely fast. But can he get the ball and play enough to use that speed? That's what we'll see. Yankees have brought down Tyler Wade to AAA, and as a result, I don't know if I love that move. I guess you're not really losing anything speed-wise, but I do think when you look at the stats, I think Tyler maybe was a little better hitter. But time will tell. Time will tell. But this is where we're at. Pitching staff, not looking great. Of course, you know, we got the news a couple weeks ago that Corey Kluber is going to probably be out until the middle to late August, possibly even September, which at that point, the fucking season will likely be over because we just don't fucking care. This is the Yankees in a nutshell. We just don't fucking care. You could say you care. You could say that it's disrespectful to say that they don't care. But it's one thing to say you don't care and then go out and play the way you do, or coach the way you do, or make the moves the way you do, or lack thereof. And that's what this team is. You know, they're saying, like, after, you know, the draft, that's when things started picking up. Basically there. I mean, you're basically there. This is, by the end of this month, is the trading deadline. And I don't know if the Yankees are going to make a move, because I think a lot of the guys that are, like, you know, in play to be traded on other teams, they're pretty much set for free agency. Are the Yankees going to take a chance and make some moves for maybe some guys to potentially go on some big contracts in the offseason? That's what you got to ask yourself. I know one player being talked about is Trevor Story, shortstop for the Rockies. I think it's an upgrade over Torres at this point. I think Torres, since he's moved to shortstop, since Didi left to Philadelphia and they decided not to sign him, I think he's been nothing but a fucking train wreck at shortstop. I think his hitting has gone down dramatically. I think that his fielding is subpar as a shortstop, and I think getting a guy like Trevor Story will do nothing but make this team better. Now, Trevor Story is not exactly, you know, killing it this year, but his track record is he's basically a 300 hitter, 20-plus home runs, 90-plus RBIs, and he's just a guy that goes out there and fucking grinds. And that's like an old-school Yankee right there. I would not mind if the Yankees made a move, maybe trade Torres for a Story, where Torres has maybe a couple more years before he's a free agent. Give the Rockies a couple more years and maybe make another trade. And we get Story, who will be a potential free agent. And I would much rather Story at this point. That's my story. Just saying. We'll see what happens in the trade deadline. Obviously, we got a few more weeks until, you know, the deadline occurs. We got the All-Star game coming up, and as of right now, we have three Yankees going to the All-Star game. One deservedly, two absolutely not even motherfucking close. Aaron Judge, absolutely deserves it. Gerrit Cole, Rollins Chapman, does not deserve it. Not even one bit. But they're All-Stars, and, you know, let's hope they don't embarrass us even more than we've embarrassed ourselves. We're going to have a big series coming this weekend, going into the All-Star game against the fucking pieces of shit cheaters, fucking Astros. Hopefully we'll get a game or two. I don't have super faith in that. I'm saying it, but don't have super faith in it. We'll see what happens. But we'll be back, and we'll see what happens after the All-Star break. Maybe have some updates from the stadium on July 16th. Against the Red Sox when they come to Yankee Stadium. And until then, this is the Yankees dumpster fire. This is what we are. Just got to kind of grind along. Kind of pray to God that maybe somewhere along the line the ship gets righted and maybe the team performs a little bit better, because right now it's not looking good at all. It's looking bad. But till next time, this is Tone, this is Flagpole Sports, and this is On Deck. Alright, guys.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. That I might have